Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone by Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga, getting an update on city happenings on this weekend show. City Administrator Rudikanga, next thing I want to ask you about is piggybacking from the first segment. We talked a little bit about the challenges with revenues. I want to ask you about the TOT increase. That was approved by voters earlier this month. What kind of an impact will that have on city finances?
You know, we wanted to make sure during this election cycle that the city really held fast with the county and joined in the efforts as far as the TOT measure was concerned. So we did a joint measure with the county in regards to TOT. It passed with the city of Sonora voters. Obviously, the revenue increase we see from that is quite significantly less than what the county would receive in a TOT increase. We're estimating about an $80,000 increase between the 10% that it is right now going into 12% that city voters approved. And it also allowed for the expansion, you know, to tax your campgrounds and RV parks. We don't have private campgrounds or RV parks currently in the city. That one RV park is in the fairgrounds, and that's under state jurisdiction. So we do not have the ability to institute any sort of TOT tax on that RV park in the city of Sonora. But it does allow us potentially down the road, if anything were to be established in the city, to collect that TOT tax on those type of facilities. But we are estimating at least about an $80,000 increase to our TOT revenues.
And then does it cover, you know, hotels as well as Airbnb and bed and breakfast and all those things?
It does. It's sometimes referred to as a lodging tax. It does include your hotels, your motels, your Airbnbs, all of those categories. We will be able to collect TOT on that.
Do you know it'll be a while before you start to see those revenues, or does it start right away?
It's going to be a while, you know. If you have got to certify the elections, it's got to go into pass and so forth. We're hoping that for the second half of the year, we're going to start seeing those increases to the TOT revenue. Obviously, right now, moving into a purple tier, we're really trying to restrict any type of tourism coming into our county right now, just for the sake of community transmission and getting those numbers down. We did budget and we did see reductions to our TOT revenues simply because of the reduction in tourism travel last year and then going into this fall. So we're hoping we can start seeing a reduction in caseload, and hopefully we can start seeing those tourism uptick once numbers start coming down, right? We don't want to be encouraging people up into our area when we're seeing such an explosion of numbers at this moment.
Want to also go back to the city council meeting from this past Monday. The city council kind of gave the city a little bit of a break from talking COVID and switched over to marijuana, as there was about a five-hour meeting about marijuana rules and regulations. So I would love if you could kind of give a little explanation about the program that has been in place when it comes to marijuana and what is going to be changing moving forward.
Yeah, you know, cannabis, the discussion of the regulating cannabis sales in the city has actually, this discussion has been going on since 2016. And looking back at the amount of public meetings and workshops we've held in regards to the discussion of regulating cannabis sales, it's been well over 20 to 25 public meetings that the city has held since 2016. Currently, as it stands, the city has a pilot program for medicinal cannabis within the city jurisdiction. And the city has since entered into two development agreements for cannabis retail dispensaries. One of those dispensaries has been up and running since 2018 for the last 18 months or so, and has been compliant with city audits and city rules and regulations. The other dispensary we have been working with, because they actually purchased the property, there needed to be construction done to that property, and so we have been working with them in order for them to get up and get going. The pilot program was always seen from the council as an ability to measure how the medicinal sales were in the city, and then be able to gauge from how that pilot program was doing to be able to potentially expand into recreation. Early on in 2020, the council signaled that they wanted staff to be able to do some sort of research into a recreational ordinance. And in July, staff brought an item forward to the council asking official formal direction to bring back an ordinance for recreational cannabis. At that time, the council gave direction to bring back an ordinance for recreational cannabis. In September, staff presented a draft of two ordinances for the council's input or direction. And what the council at the time decided was they were going to allow for expanding beyond just two permits, but allow for an addition to three permits for dispensary retail establishments, because we already have, two permit holders. So they wanted to allow for the potential for an additional permit holder. And then they also expanded to allow for three manufacturing permits and three testing permits. The staff at this time also brought forth it to the Planning Commission. As I'm sure you're aware, the Planning Commission rejected that resolution or rejected the recommendation to allow for the expansion into recreation. It was brought forth for its first public hearing in November, on November 2nd. It was approved by a 5-0 vote. And then this past Monday on the 16th, the second reading and adoption of those ordinances were approved again by a 5-0 vote by the council. Again, it's going to take a while for us to get going into the recreation standpoint, because we will need to have some sort of request for proposal to allow for businesses to propose what their business plan is for the city to be able to administer those permits. And then those development agreements will come back before the council as well if we enter into any development agreements with a business. So the public will have the opportunity once again to comment on any business that wants to go into recreational cannabis within the city. So I guess the bottom line is the city council has on multiple occasions discussed recreational cannabis in a public setting since 2016. And in just this year alone, we have discussed it no less than four times in public meetings to allow the public to comment. And as I just stated again, any development agreement with a business to expand into recreation will have to come forward again to the council for their approval. So once again, allowing the public comment. And, you know, the city, when we look at recreational cannabis, obviously this is a policy decision from the city council. It's their decision to allow for that. But from a revenue standpoint, you know, again, like I stated before, the revenues for the city are made up a lot. The majority of our revenues are made up by sales tax. And this gives the ability for the city to diversify its revenue stream in a sales tax mechanism to collect additional revenues from this source.
And was the estimate around $300,000 to $400,000 in additional revenue that these changes could bring the city?
Yeah, so under state law, medicinal cannabis, you're not allowed to collect sales tax. And so we do have a public benefit fee that we collect currently under the one dispensary that's open, but we don't collect any sales tax on their sales. As we talk about the businesses that have been truly suffering through this pandemic, the one business that has not suffered through this pandemic has been our dispensary. And in fact, we've seen their sales increase this year. So the city will be able to collect not only additional public benefit fee because they could potentially be expanding to recreation, but we also get to now start collecting sales tax on those sales. So yes, we are anticipating about a $350,000 to $400,000 increase in revenue from recreational cannabis.
Listening to some of the comments, I know there were some concerns brought up. People didn't want to see like a recreational marijuana shop right in downtown Sonora with the zoning and so forth. Would that be disallowed, or is that a possibility?
It is disallowed. So the ordinances were written that we the exemption to the zones in which no business for cannabis can be is in Zone A, which is our historic downtown area. So those, you would not be seeing a cannabis, any type of cannabis business in our historic downtown area.
Need to take one more break. Talking with City Administrator Mary Rose Rudy-Congo with the City of Sonora on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.